We all turned toward the door. A freckle-faced brown-haired kid, maybe 15 or 16, 17 at the most, poked his head into my office.
You're Zachary Nixon Johnson, right?
No autographs today, kid. If I get to Comic-Con, you can get one then.
He smiled. His teeth had old-fashioned plastic braces.
Oh, gee golly, Mr. Johnson. If I do go to the Comic-Con, can I get your autograph in blood?
He dropped a protective helmet over his head and flew into my office toward me. Right then and there, I realized the kid was wearing a high-powered robotic exoskeleton. Before I could do anything else, he lowered an armored shoulder, plowing me into the wall. It stung, but thanks to my Under Armour, the wall took more damage than I did.
This is getting ridiculous.
I grappled with the kid, trying to tip the scales back in my favor, or at least trying to keep him from getting any more of an advantage.
I'm actually kind of enjoying it. It allows me more opportunity to improve our melee interface.
Thanks to Harv augmenting the muscles in my arms, I was able to hold the kid's exoskeleton-enhanced arms at bay. I just noticed that he had two extra robotic octopus-like arms attached to the back of the metallic skeleton. Somebody had been watching way too many comic hollows. A quick glance over at Carol showed that she'd be no help for now. Fairly hairy, but still attractive in an odd sort of way. Yeah, I need help. Woman-tiger hybrid had followed the boy into the room and leapt on Carol's back. The clawed tiger lady was flailing away at Carol. The tiger lady was trying to bite up more than she could chew, as Carol was telekinetically blocking all her swipes. It was only a matter of nanos before Carol would be able to focus her concentration on the tiger gal and turn the tables. For now, I had my own problems. The kid was stubborn, but not overly stupid.
Hey, you're stronger than you look.
Yeah, well, I work out a lot, brawl a lot more than I like, get plenty of sleep, and take my vitamins.
Mr. Sack, don't forget I'm here, ready and able, and easy.
Don't worry, Gus, my good fellow. I haven't forgotten.
Surely you realize I'm a weapon, not a gallow.
Figure of speech, Gus.
Oh, I thought you were taking one too many shots to the head for a moment.
Give up, kid, before you get hurt.
Never!
His eyes squinted. That was the tell. I ducked down a split nano before one of his extra robotic arms came smashing through the spot my head had been not a moment earlier. The arm impaled itself in my wall. Kid was nothing if not persistent, whipping the second robotic arm toward me, this time aiming lower. The second arm joined the first, lodged in my wall.
Ah, tweet!
Here's where the kid showed his lack of experience and wisdom. He removed both of his hands from my pinned arms and immediately tried using his human arms to pry his robotic ones free. My first instinct was to clock him in the jaw with my newly freed hands. He'd hurt me some and I wanted payback. Here's where my experience kicked in. I knew that hitting a kid clad in robotic armor would hurt my hand at least as much as it hurt him. Instead, I dipped and slid right to the outside of his entrapped arms. Popping Gus into my left hand, I placed him against the kid's right metal arm.
Give him a nice, and by nice, I mean really painful shock, Gus.
With pleasure.
The force of the shock caused the kid to reel backward, falling on the floor. The good news for him was, his robotic arms were now free, but that's where the good news ended. He was on the ground in pain, his extra robotic arms rendered useless by the shock. This gave me time to turn and check on Carol. The tiger lady was still clinging to her back, clawing away, but her attacks hadn't been able to break through Carol's telekinetic shields. This lady was tough, but nowhere near Carol's league. If she wasn't able to put Carol away when she caught her off guard, she didn't have a chance once Carol locked her focus.
Okay, enough fun and games, Chica Gato.
Carol lifted her arms to her sides and arched her back, shooting energy from her back into the attacking tiger lady, projecting her across the room where she crashed to the floor. The tiger lady tried to get to her feet, pushing herself up on all fours. Carol was on top of her before she knew what hit her. Carol simply placed her hand on the tiger lady's head.
Stay!
The woman remained in place.
Nice kitty.